Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 9th chapter. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Having said these things, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud and said to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar were saying, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is he." Others said, "No, but he is like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." So they said to him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud and anointed my eyes and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. So the Pharisees again asked him how he had received his sight. And he said to them, "He put mud on my eyes, and I washed, and I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner do such signs?" And there was a division among them. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him, since he has opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight, until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. But how he now sees we do not know, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself." His parents said these things because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone should confess Jesus to be Christ, he was to be put out of the synagogue. Therefore his parents said, "He is of age, ask him." This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Scott Kearns.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Close your eyes and imagine. Imagine never seeing one of those breathtaking, picturesque sunsets ever. Imagine never seeing all of those beautiful flowers in full bloom ever. Or imagine never seeing the face of your children ever. Never, ever being able to see is something that is hard even to imagine. In our text for today from John chapter 9, we meet such a man who has been blind from birth. This man was seen by Jesus as he passed by. A whole host of others, including the disciples, had also seen the man. Questions arose as to who sinned, the man or his parents. Was it just karma getting back at the parents? Or what did the man do that was so terrible that he deserved to be blind from birth? Jesus instead responds to karma with a big no. No, it was not that this man sinned or his parents. No, that's not the point. We do know that no one is exempt from sin, neither the man nor his parents. No, it's rather all about the one who they are all blind to see. Here God and his works are displayed for all to see, and those who are blind from birth. In the blind man, in the blind disciples, in the blind Pharisees, and in you who are blind. You are blind due to sin. You are sin blind to see God. You are truly blind in sin to God and his light who was in the world. Blindness to just as Jesus here uses simple means of mud and spit to perform this miracle of making the blind man from birth to see, Jesus uses simple means of his word and water to perform a miracle in sinners. The blind are healed. Sinners and sins are paid for. Healing of our sins gives us Sabbath rest. Not as the Pharisees' Sabbath, which demanded keeping and offered no rest in the law. Rather, we have a rest that comes by way of Jesus and his forgiveness given us. May all of us believe in him, the Son of Man, the light of the world. Here, open our eyes to see the true light of the world. Having been blinded from birth due to sin, may we see him. Him who was seen in the waters of our baptism. Him who feeds us with his body and blood. Him who speaks to us today. Jesus says to us today, I came into the world that those who do not see may see. We see now likewise in Hebrews chapter 2, him who for a little while was made lower than the angels, namely Jesus, crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. So now, close your eyes again and imagine hard. This time I want you to imagine now, never, ever seeing death. Because I tell you today that that is most assuredly what will happen when we finally close our eyes in Christ. Amen. So now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, to that life everlasting. Amen.